I'm George Walker. The IU Theater presents Edward Albee's controversial play from 2002, The Goat, or Who is Sylvia? Through the 8th, it's in the Wells Metz Theater. Martin J. Hempel is a very successful architect with a long-standing marriage to Stevie, the love of his life, Glenys Kunkel Ruiz. Ross, Michael Baylor, is a TV interviewer, longtime friend of Martin and Stevie. Billy, Josh Hogan, is Martin and Stevie's high school-age son. Martin has recently begun a powerfully romantic and physically consummated affair with a goat. Stevie smells it on his hand, and Martin offhandedly reveals it to her. But it's only later, when his confidential friend Ross makes it clear in a letter to Stevie, that the full impact begins to be felt. If you go to see The Goat, or Who is Sylvia, in the production potently directed by Murray McGibbon and well acted by all, I'd suggest taking a partner or a friend. I was by myself, and I bent the ear of a colleague in the parking lot afterwards for more time than her ride home wished for. You're going to want to talk about the show afterwards. Edward Albee has thought deeply about these characters, and he doesn't let any of them off the hook in the drama. J. Hempel's Martin is 50. Though he blames his memory problems on aging and jokes about Alzheimer's, we're left to wonder later if his affair isn't taking a physical toll. Also, although he's apparently okay with his son Billy's homosexuality, he treats the boy as if he were 8 or 9, and later he lets some real angry low blows out. Martin's friend Ross, from his plaid jacket and pants, in contrast to Martin's more conservative outfit and prep school tie, seems a bit jealous of his friend's success. Ross is occupying a bit lower rung on society's ladder, and he's on his second marriage. He does lean on their friendship to wheedle the account of Martin's bucolic affair out, but then cannot contain his perhaps envious desire to share it with Stevie. Glenys Kunkel Ruiz's Stevie has the evening's most complicated journey. In her own quite glamorous way, she fights the hardest to understand what she can't understand, and even to fully embrace it. When we first meet her, Stevie's a wealthy, tasteful wife living in a beautifully appointed modern home with a successful husband and a funny and fun-loving son. She's tolerant of her son and indulgent of her husband. The pair even do mock Noel Coward routines that the director keeps from being too slick. A letter from Ross detailing Martin's affair is a shock, but Stevie works as hard as she can to deal with it. In the couple's confrontation, Martin keeps repeating the fairy tale country story of the beginning of his affair that he shared with Ross and begging that Stevie understand. Like Ross, she finds it unbelievable, repulsive, and beyond any understanding that she can muster. She tries to take the tragedy out by talking, ripping a painting, smashing porcelain, and primally screaming. By the play's end, she's fought as hard as she can to cope with what she finds beyond her understanding. Josh Hogan has a difficult part to play as Martin and Stevie's son Billy, and Hogan does a good job with it. He's adored by his mother, whom he appreciates, tolerated by his father, whom he loves. The high school-aged son, who's given orders to go to your room by both indulgent parents. The set design for The Goat is a tastefully appointed geometrical black-and-white open living room by Chris Mueller. It simply pops out in the Wells Metz. Jason Orlenko's costumes, from the contrast between Martin and Ross, the upscale grace of Stevie, and the pretty look for Billy all work. As the lights go down on the final scene, Martin and Stevie are in heartbroken tears. A subdued Ross looks on, and Billy seems to see that this is something he's going to live with for a long time. And I'm betting that if you're there to see it, you're going to want to talk about it later. The IU Department of Theater and Drama and Contemporary Dance's production of Edward Albee's The Goat, or Who is Sylvia? Notes Toward a Definition of Tragedy, plays through Saturday, December 8th. at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.